Have you failed No Nut November the previous year and are looking for a chance to redeem yourself? If yes, then you're in the right place, because in this episode, I'll share the secrets that you need to know to survive No Nut November. I'll also share my history with NoFap, semen retention, and the benefits of NoFap so that you can realize what this hard mode is all about. Disclaimer, if you're a family member, relative, or a girl, you might want to click off this podcast right now, because this podcast is not for you. It's strictly off the limits for you. So trespass and it's going to be mildly explicit. So if you're extremely religious, then the ahead atmosphere isn't going to be very pleasant. Trespass ahead with caution. You have been warned. Okay, if you're new here and this is your first time, I share relatable stories every week on this podcast. So if you're interested in that, consider subscribing. Okay, since humans want what they can't have, I know you haven't left the episode. And since you haven't left, it is my duty to acknowledge you by explaining you what No Nut November is. Now, a majority of you who have clicked on this episode already know what it is. But for the people who do not know what it is and the people who haven't left, I have to explain it to you, otherwise you will be going bonkers, because the entire episode will be based on the terms that I'm explaining and you wouldn't be understanding any of them. No Nut November is an annual event that encourages men to go thirsty days without ejaculating or busting a nut, as it's known, hence No Nut November. The rules are simple: you may not have sex, masturbate, or nut in any way, shape or form. I've purposely structured this video in a strategic way, but the tips will be covered in the latter part. Because you and I both know, me telling you to straight up stop, telling you to stop double tapping models on Instagram isn't going to work. So instead, I'll take you on a journey full of twists and turns, which may or may not include me getting caught, some funny stories, and lastly, some relatable content before we dive into the actual tips. So let's, okay, I'll be using the term FAP, F-A-P, a lot throughout this episode. And for those unaware, it is a slang for male masturbation. Okay, let's talk about my history with FAPing. See, to be honest, I don't remember much. It's been 5 to 6 years since I hit puberty. But what I do know is that puberty and curiosity destroy a teenager. Okay, now some of you might be comfortable, but the rest of you might be like getting very chills, and you might be inside your body throughout your podcast if you aren't comfortable with this. So try to come on level with me and try to understand. I know you'll be relating with a lot of stuff that I'm going to mention, I'm going to share on this episode. So stick around for a ride. I mean, somebody has to address these topics, right? We can't keep this taboo, if that makes sense. Okay, I somehow got corrupted, as we all do, and the rest is history, right? Explicit videos are way too accessible easily and all that stuff, so you cannot stop a teenager, trust me. Okay, let's talk about religion's view on it. I think it's strictly sinful to FAP, and so it's a no-go for religion for sure. But I've known way too many friends of different religions who are religious, obviously, and they FAP, right? And I wonder how long they're planning to hide it from their parents. So take that in for a second, right? While you're taking that in, let me cover science's view on it. According to science, it's completely natural to FAP. It has proven benefits too, according to various studies. Before I mention the benefits, note, I don't condone you to FAP or to not FAP. It's completely up to you and your decision. Let's get jumped right into the benefits. Benefits, reduces stress. 2, releases tension. 3, enhances sleep quality. 4, boosts concentration. 5, elevate mood. And 6, alleviate pain. Now, boys, again, this is for you, right? So 90% of the demographics, when I look at my analytics studio, should be boys, assuming girls aren't too curious about this stuff. So again, boys, you might have, so whenever you're anxious, you're stressed, you're depressed, and you FAP, you reduce the stress, right? Your dopamine gets released and all that, and all some hormones and etc. and all that stuff. So, and all that chemicals get released. So you feel stress gets released, your tension gets released. Yeah, you get better sleep quality, concentration gets boosted, elevates your mood, right? Alleviates pain, etc., etc. Okay, let's talk about future parents. This is a very interesting topic, see, because I often wonder what our generation as parents will do, Gen Z. See, we allow, will we allow our children to fap or restrict them? If you're religious, you're probably banning them. Like, why would you like tell your children? If you even find them doing, you'll strictly like prohibit them. You'll educate them and you'll tell them not to do it. Again, you're following religion. That's how we do it. But if you're more science oriented, you might give them a chance. Be a bit more open minded. I don't know what I do personally, because NoFap has completely changed my life. And like, you can just try to stop them, but they'll hide from you and you still won't know. See, just as I, you and most others fap, but our parents don't know, right? So basically our parents failed. Does that make sense? So are you expecting to, okay, so let me just, hold on. So, and so will we fail too if we go about it that way, right? This is a tough podcast for me to phrase it, you know, because like I'm addressing a very taboo topic. Will our children hide it from us too, or will we be blinded by their innocence, like how our parents trust us? I mean, now, so the thing is, like, obviously, when you're fapping, you're not letting your parents know, again, because it's taboo, and because it's religion interferes, and there is a lot of things, right? And for some, so again, as I said, it's considered taboo. So we are not telling our parents. The parents don't know us. They are blinded by innocence and we continue to do it. Again, it's scientifically, it's completely normal. And it's, again, has benefits. But again, so we're continuing to do that. So just think from a parent's point of view. They think you're innocent, right? So what happens if we give birth to our children and they start fapping, which they will, we never know, right? Eventually. And they hide it from us too, right? And we'll find out, because how good we are at hiding it. Assume our children are as good as, more good than us too, right? I mean, every generation keeps getting smarter, you know that, right? So obviously, your X, Y, Z and whatever the thing comes after alphabet Z are going to be smarter than us as well. Assume now they start hiding it. Will we as parents be skeptics, doubt, tell them not to, or will we be blinded by the innocence, as I said, that yeah, no, my child is innocent, we don't do that, like how our parents view us. I honestly don't know. This might be running your minds curious. So again, if you have any, like, I'm opposing a lot of questions to you guys. So any questions, you have the answer to them. You of course cannot respond to a podcast or a YouTube video, but the comment section is there. I'll be reading comments after this podcast, so make sure you drop them down if you want to say anything to me, okay? See, I don't know honestly the answer to the question I just asked. It might even be a rhetorical question. Maybe time will tell. So I leave that up to you. Let's talk about getting caught. Now for the juicy part. See, everybody is almost everybody, right? There are some people, as I said, blinded by innocence, right? Some people haven't been caught yet, but most of us have. And we always slip up, right? That one slip up that makes you go cautious full time, right? It just takes you one slip up. Yep, I've been caught and so have many others. But the situation was handled carefully with a proper sex ed talk. So that's not a problem. And if you're watching this on YouTube, and if you've been caught, let me know in the comment section down below. I mean, everybody has very funny stories of being caught. Right? The stories are funny, but the person who got caught, isn't that funny for him, right? Because there are serious consequences if the parents are strict or religious. Okay, let's talk about trying NoFap, okay? Now, NoFap is different than No Nut November. No Nut November is like NoFap Lite, okay? Let me explain. NoFap is basically you don't fap, that is, you don't masturbate, you don't ejaculate, that's what you don't do. Now, No Nut November is basically you don't do that for a month, but your NoFap is not bound to any period, right? You can do it for a week, a month, a year, indefinitely. You can do that, which the NoFap doesn't have time periods, it is completely based up to you. But No Nut November is basically you practicing NoFap for a month. You're completely stopping all your sources of ejaculation, as I said earlier in the intro, what No Nut November meant. And then, as I said, after you practice NoFap for 1 month, you go back to your old ways. NoFap is basically not fapping for long periods of time, as I just mentioned. So my journey was pathetic. Okay? Now my journey was pathetic, as in, we all fap, right? And so when I'm trying NoFap, you're obviously not going to ejaculate. So this is my journey about it, which I'm going to start sharing. So my journey was pretty pathetic. I tried NoFap several times. I tried to hold myself, but I failed time and time again. Sometimes 3 days, 7 days, 2 weeks in a row, and so on, streak, right? But I wasn't able to continue the streak. I always relapsed. So I decided I had to do something about it if I wanted to succeed. So exactly one day before the first day of college, I decided to start my NoFap journey one last time. And then it began. The journey was tough and my muscle memory wasn't helping me, but reminding that something was missing from my schedule. But I still continued. The urges came and went, but I still pursued. Nothing could stop me, even this time. The attempting tissue paper failed. As I pursued this path, I began to see an increase in self-confidence. The same introvert who didn't speak to girls for years now started to approach girls and started striking conversations. The same guy who was beating his meat every day, had no purpose in life, now had a purpose. He now started a podcast and gave it his all. Didn't think one bit what other people thought of him and did what he loved. Share intimate love stories and rejections publicly. The same guy who was deathly afraid of fear of rejections was now getting rejected left and right, but was enjoying them. Something changed. He changed and he embarked on a journey unlike ever before. People around him started to notice a different vibe around him. More girls started to look at him, and even the boys started wondering, what the heck happened? How is he so different now? So confident, so driven, and crushing his goals one by one. And all of his friends started looking up to him. I hope you enjoyed this mini story time, cinematic story time that I had for you guys. It was basically, I wanted to elaborate, you know, like go out all out and try to elaborate each and every point of my journey of NoFap. But instead, I decided to make it a bit more cinematic and a bit more story driven. Okay, but everything you heard, from the girls looking at me to me striking conversation with girls, it's all true. As I said, I was very uncomfortable. See, look, I will talk more about sciences. Is NoFap actually proven, the benefits? I'm going to cover the benefits, and are the benefits actually scientifically proven or not? So bear with me. But before that, let me just talk about the benefits I received and the transformation I had on my journey with NoFap. I was very shy, right? I was an introverted. I always strayed away from girls because I was very, very introverted and very, very shy. So I did not talk to a lot of girls. So, and I never talked to a lot of girls, barely even one in my entire school regime, right? But what happened when I started practicing NoFap is that they always say that there is this, girls start sensing this energy, the energy that you radiate, you vibrate, not vibrate, yeah. You radiate from your body, right? And girls started look up to you, you know, like, I'm losing my words here, but I'm saying girls look up to you in the sense like you're driven, you're purposeful, you're hardworking. You're dashing, you're handsome, right? All these things, like the girls can sense that. So when I was practicing fapping, I was in a like low point in life. I wouldn't say I had depression, but I had no purpose. I was just going with the flow, just like, you know, being lazy, being addicted to the phones, just a lazy kid, you know, thin skin, bad diet. Everything was bad. Didn't have any sense of fashion. I was in a low point in life. But when I started NoFap, all the things in life started going good. Again, you have to take the initiative. So I got my diet in check. I started working out. I got my fashion on point. I think I've released an episode on fashion too, a couple of episodes ago, so you might want to check that in the catalog. But so again, if you have bad fashion, but so since I practiced NoFap, I suddenly got this confidence, like the confidence from within, right? Again, this is more spiritual, right? Yeah, that thing, your semen has energy, so when you retain it, you use the energy to channel it somewhere else. That's what I'm talking about, the spiritual point of view. So I somehow got this energy. Again, there are going to be skeptics who are like, nah, I'm just going to continue fapping for the rest of my life. Again, this is not for you. This is for the people who are open-minded, who want to give it a try, who want to see the benefits, who want to see what this hard mode is all about, and you want to give it a try. Trust me, so many people have given the benefits. You don't have to quit fapping for the rest of your life. Even give it for a week, a month, or a year at tops. Might sound big. Start slow, take smaller. Do it for small duration, small tenures. Try to do it for that time, and then you see the benefits. So as I was saying, I started approaching girls. The person was so, you know, like insecure, so shy to like even talk to women. Started approaching women, girls, and started talking to them, started striking conversations. And then, you know, like I got this confidence. And you know when you're attractive, when girls start looking at you, right? There's a reason why girls look at you. And then they start giving you constantly, so many girls keep looking at you. That happened to me a lot since I stopped NoFap, like in my entire college, 1 year of college. So many girls started looking up to me. My fashion was on point, my fragrance was on point, and all the other things that I've covered in the fashion mistakes episode. But so yeah, and then everything started going good, right? So that is what I'm saying, is the benefit of NoFap. There is just so much more, but I don't want to stall, right? So let's move on to the actual benefits of NoFap. mental benefits, increased happiness, boosted confidence, increased motivation and willpower, lower levels of stress and anxiety, heightened spirituality, self-acceptance, improved attitude and appreciation towards the opposite sex. Because like when you're fapping, you're usually doing it with porn, right? And porn is degrading your view. You're viewing women as tools. You're degrading women. You're disgusting them. You're lusting them, and that's such a bad thing to do. So the moment you stop this, you stop watching porn. Your desire to urge to fap reduces. And when your fap reduces, you start watching women as humans, equal as you. And then you start respecting them and stop viewing them as tools and start giving them equal respect. Physical benefits. 1. Higher levels of energy. 2. Muscle growth. Again, it's related to testosterone. 3. Better sleep. 4. Improved focus and concentration. 5. Better physical performance and stamina. 6. Improved or cured erectile dysfunction. 7. Improved sperm quality. Again, these are all the physical benefits, and even the mental and physical. Give them a try, and I promise you'll see minimum at least one of them, if not so many of these benefits that I've mentioned. Now for the skeptics, there is anecdotal evidence to back these up, and there even might be a placebo effect at play. So whatever it might be, you will receive these benefits if you have faith in yourself. But as for me, I did notice all the benefits, and I became a changed man completely. So now, you have heard this powerful story. A story of mine related to my journey of NoFap. And now that you have heard the story, I'll give you the tips that you need to know that will help you get across this 1 month of November and potentially help you decide if you can do it even longer. Here are the tips to survive No Nut November. 1. Cold showers. Now, I know some of you guys just absolutely love taking your warm showers, your hot showers, and you love burning your skin, right? And you're like, oh, I love that. See, the thing with cold showers is that apart from the fact that it is beneficial to your body, right? It doesn't burn your skin, right? Really soften your skin, your hair and all that stuff. It doesn't dry it up. It keeps it moisturized. You know, it's nice for your body. Apart from the scientifically proven benefits, there is a psychological aspect to it, is why I'm recommending cold showers to you. See, it's not about the benefits. The physical benefits, about the mental benefits as well. And the mental benefit I'm talking about is discipline. It takes a shit amount of discipline to take bath in cold water, because you know, like the moment you take cold bath or shower or whatever that is, your body's and you're like, the cold water go down your spine. I know. And you just can't do it. Why? Because you don't have the discipline. You haven't trained yourself. Again, practice makes perfect. If you take enough amount of cold showers, your body will eventually get used to that cold water, and it won't be as cold as you think it is, and you'll get used to it. And that's the process is going to teach you the discipline to muster up tough tasks. It's similar to your fapping. You have these urges, right? You have these urges to fap. You want to ejaculate. You want to masturbate, and you have this urge, and you don't have the discipline to stop. So what do? You just beat your meat in the bathroom or whatever, wherever you do it, and you go it, and you don't have the discipline, the self-discipline to control yourself. This is exactly the discipline you will learn. If you can control that discipline you learn, that I can take cold showers and you just bear it, you can control your discipline, your self-discipline, you control yourself, you'll be able to control yourself when these urges come up. So try cold showers. 2. Exercise. You see, whenever you get a boner, right, blood flow is gone to one part of your body, right, and basically it's channeled to one place. What you want to do is transmit that sexual energy into some place otherwise. So in this case, exercise. Busting out some push-ups and getting your heart rate up, heart rate for some burpees, to just channel that energy to someplace else. Okay, if you start exercising, like going to a gym or doing a home workouts or routines, you'll feel very good about yourself. You wouldn't, because you're channeling that energy into someplace else. Does that make sense? And so assume when you're not doing exercise, you get these urges. All you need to do is just, you know, like, get on the floor, do some sort of exercises like your burpees, your squats, your push-ups, anything for a couple of reps, for 60 seconds or something, and some sort of reps, and get your heart rate up and channel that energy into something else every time you get it. And once you get into the habit, I heard this on YouTube, there is one guy who every time he had these urges, he used to do one pull-up or something like that, or something. So every time he used to do, and so he did it. So again, channel that energy into someplace else. It's, again, I don't think I have a... Okay, I haven't added this point here, which I want to tell you. This is a bonus point in the middle. It's see, the reason why you're failing in NoFap is because assume think of it as a habit in your schedule, right? See, again, I'm going out of tangent here, but you need to understand. It's see, in the beginning, right, when you started doing it, you did it because you had these urges, right? When you're doing it regularly, I mean irregularly, occasionally, again, these are the urges which are letting them out. But when you're doing it regularly, right, it becomes a habit. And when you do it more than that, it becomes an addiction. Now, the thing with that is, you do it on the same time, same day, even multiple times a day, even when you're not feeling it. Why? Because you've been addicted to it. You're not even feeling it, but since because it's a habit, and that's time slot in the day, whatever time of the day or whatever time of the night, wherever you're doing it, whenever you're doing it, is there in your schedule. And so that time your body is automatically got used to it. And even though you don't feel it, right, you're not feeling anything. You will beat your meat because it's a habit to you. Now the thing is, again, I was talking about in the previous point to channel that energy someplace else. You can do that when you're getting this infrequent urges here and there. But you need to, in that particular time slot, whenever you're doing, you want to see, because how do I say this? It's all about developing new habits, right? So how do you develop a new habit when you don't have the space of one, right? So it's like it's very complicated, and I'm not able to articulate my words very clearly here. But what I'm saying is, to build a new habit, you want to switch one with it, right? Just assume that okay, let's assume you have this one place over here for the habit, right? You want to remove this habit. If you just remove it and you're doing nothing then, what will you do? You're most likely to go back to that negative habit. What you need to do is switch it to the positive habit. So in that time slot, whenever you're feeling or whenever you're doing it, just switch it to the positive habit. It may be reading, studying, playing games, just anything, but divert your mind from doing it. Again, just to survive the month. Okay, point three, take a Tinder break. For some of you older guys listening to this or watching this podcast, you might be on Tinder again searching. Just take a break from Tinder. Because dating apps in general, because assume you get matched up. Now you get what I'm trying to say, right? If you're going to get laid, this isn't going to help you survive No Nut November. So stay away from girls and stay away from dating apps for that month, or like just try to hold for team up. Go for streaks. Either ways, I think I know in my vicinity, boys keep telling each other like they do or they don't do, right? So that makes sense. So team up with each other, talk with your friends about this, and take it as a challenge and see who can last the longest, right? Support each other, have each other's backs. Does that make sense? So definitely, unity is strength. So like, make each other like stay each other's backs. Like I'm there, I'm doing stuff, you're doing stuff. Again, take it up as a challenge, team up. Because yeah, take it, work as a team, right? Collab, pass the ball, as in constantly keep supporting each other when the person is going to lose. Okay, now I want to talk about breaking streaks and my current situation. I pursued NoFap for 1 year just as I wanted to, and in that duration, I completed 1 year. I completed the last year's No Nut November successfully because it came in the middle of that duration. And everything was going fine until this lockdown hit. I wanted to continue my streak, but I caved in. I decided to be not too hard on myself, and I've been taking it easy. But I'll continue NoFap when everything reopens once again, and when I'm able to go to college in person. Yeah, that's outdated part of the script. I stopped. I don't know when I scripted that. I stopped fapping a month back again. So I'm like already in the mood of NoFap because I got bored of fapping. So again, I'm in the NoFap procedure again. It's funny because me batch preparing episodes is making me do weird shit, right? I'm recording this episode in August. And this episode will come on the 1st of November because I've planned it that way. See, it's such a good coincidence because the 1st of November is a Sunday, and I release my episodes on Sunday. So it was perfectly for me to schedule this episode on Sunday. It's going to release on the perfect day, on the first day of November. For all the comrades who have failed, again, you will see this on November, so I won't mind. So again, all the comrades who have failed, 2 minutes of silence for them. But anyways, what I'm saying is, I feel like the carpets weren't doing shit. So I put my blanket up, just covering the wall, because it's like there's a wall behind the camera, so it's like bouncing off the sound. I hope this should definitely help reduce the echo, but I have these walls here and all that stuff, so I am trying. Okay guys, I'm trying. Okay, stop complaining. Okay, also, not fapping became easy for me after the second month, okay, and it got boring. So I okay. Now gets the juicy part. Okay, now this is the funny part. Okay, when you start on a NoFap journey, the first month is filled with urges, and whenever you look at a girl or you look at a photo on Instagram or you get tricked into watching explicit videos online, you just can't control your urges, right? It's very difficult. But when you do it for 1 month, almost the urges die down. You just get used to not doing it. You know, like if you have not done it for 1 month, you have almost removed it out of your schedule, because usually if you take that 21 days metric to build a habit or lose a habit, 21 days is in a month. So you're definitely very, like, you have almost removed it out of your schedule. So by the second month, I had got bored, not fapping, like it was empty in my schedule. So I decided to, I got cocky, right? I decided to challenge myself and I watched videos and didn't fap. Now, I know for some of you guys, you must be like, who, like that face. I mean, because like it's so difficult, like first of all, the urges are so difficult to control, and let alone you watch those videos and then you dis and then some people say it's very difficult to control myself, right? I got cocky, right? And I was like, what should I do? So I watched videos, but I didn't fap. That is the level of discipline if you can build up, then you're a god, no matter anything. God in the sense that in terms of discipline. Watching videos and not, like you're purposely tricking your mind into like, yeah, I can do this, and controlling it. That is the level of discipline I mustered. Can any of you do that? If you can, like the video right now. If you can watch a video and not fap, and you can control them, that level of discipline, like the video. See, that's the next level of discipline, as I said. And trust me, I literally did that throughout the course, occasionally of 1 year of no fap. Now, why did I publicly announce that I fap and me getting caught? Well, firstly, I started my podcast to share personal stories. And second, how can you relate with me if I'm not transparent? I could make a 10-minute video. Like, I could just bust out some tips I found on the internet. But would that be effective? Would that help you relate with me? Would that help you come on the same level as me? Would that help you understand, am I being transparent? No. And how can I possibly give you tips without telling you my personal history with it? Also, unlike Western culture, where it's more accepted, it's more taboo in my vicinity. I know there is one person who is listening to this episode who has never had a proper sex ed talk and was believing something completely wrong and taboo. I hope that with the duration of this podcast, I was able to connect with you on a deeper level and provide you valuable information and give you both science's take and religion's take on it. And I want you to know this, you are not alone. Okay, now I know some of you guys, since you have gotten into the habit of into the submissions or the new segment part of my podcast. See, I've skipped the submissions for this episode, as this topic is sensitive and taboo in my vicinity, as I've told a million times in this podcast already. And trust me, you don't want to be that creepy guy moving around asking the your friends, do you even fap, bro? So I leave it at that. Let's cover the question of this day. Hey Rylan, what do you think of No Nut November? Now, it's great according to me, right? Most of you people, majority of the boys, I mean, just beating a meat all year and are in a depressed place, filled with stress, losing anxiety. And again, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying you're in a bad place in life and you're using the bad means to get out of it or just go deeper into this rabbit hole, which you're not going to come out of. So it's something good according to me to spice it up and pose as a challenge. If it wouldn't be there, it would be fine again. But if it's still there, it gives us people to redeem ourselves and give us a chance. For those people who wouldn't be willing to try NoFap through any course of the year, for this year, for the novelty of this month, this special month, this challenge, they might give it a try. Who knows? They might actually fall in love with not fapping and they find out the benefits. And the benefits are so compelling that they might not be able to go back. And so that is why I feel like it's absolutely good. And that's all I have for this episode.